Natural Bridge Battlefield State Park is a half hour southeast of the Florida Capitol building.
This track we're looking at, which is part of what's called the Upper St. Marks River Corridor, is one of the projects that's been on the Florida Forever list for a long time, I think about 10 years.
Preston Robertson, a lawyer for the nonprofit Florida Wildlife Federation, is looking across the water.
Okay, so we're standing on what is a roadway that's been built here over
Correct.
This natural bridge. The water's flowing slowly.
In this case, the St. Marks River goes underground. It goes through the limestone and pops back up.
The state owns and manages this park, but north of here, the river flows through land owned by the St. Joseph Lumber Company. Purchasing that waterfront land is among the top priorities for a council that recommends land purchases under the state program Florida Forever. The Yes on One campaign says the land buying program is crucial to protecting the state's drinking water and preserving natural beauty that attracts big tourism dollars. And they say the amendment will ensure it continues.
Florida's growing again. Let's protect our water and land now for future generations without raising taxes.
Aliki Moncrief is field director for the Yes on One campaign, known as Florida's Water and Land Legacy. She says money for conservation projects hasn't always been hard to come by. When Florida's land purchasing program began about 20 years ago, its budget was $300 million a year.
Going back to governors like Bob Graham, Bob Martinez, Jeb Bush.
But its funding was zeroed out under Governor Charlie Crist and has inched up ever since.
Every single Florida governor has stood behind and understood the value of preserving land today so that we can preserve a beautiful Florida tomorrow. In 2009, that changed.
The Great Recession and the housing market crash had a lot to do with it. Money for Florida Forever came from a tax on real estate transactions. But when the housing market cratered, the shrinking number of transactions sapped the land fund, too. Since then, the legislature hasn't funded the program with anywhere close to $300 million. Florida Wildlife Federation President Manley Fuller says Amendment 1 would cut the legislature out of the equation, taking a third of property exchange tax revenue and earmarking it for conservation.
Our Constitution provides for this mechanism. It provides when the citizens do not believe that the legislature is meeting the needs that they would like to be addressed, there's a process. And we've gone through that process. We've had approximately 1 million Floridians signed a petition.
Polling shows high public support for the idea, too. But some in state government are not Amendment 1 cheerleaders.
They're polling a population that has been grossly uninformed.
That's Umatilla Republican State Senator Alan Hayes. He says there's such a thing as too much conservation land.
We should not have a specified dollar amount nor a specified acreage amount that we're going to acquire. That is irresponsible.
Hayes says he wants stricter accounting of how purchased land will be used and what it will cost to maintain it.
It's just wrong to use dollars that could be used for health care or for education or for transportation just so we can buy some property. Somebody says, oh, yes, I'd be happy to take $6 or $8 million from the state of Florida for this property that I paid $200,000 for.
Florida Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam says he also will not be voting for Amendment 1.
I am concerned about writing the state's budget into the state's constitution. And that's essentially what Amendment 1 does.
That was also the argument the Tampa Bay Times editorial board made against the amendment. But among Amendment 1's supporters are former Republican House Speaker Dean Cannon and cities and counties including Gainesville and Palm Beach. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.